he said, she said, or technically speaking and simply put.
Hello, Tracy.
Hello, Corey.
Hello, everyone out there in SNU land. It's He Said, She Said, August 2018. We are here to provide everything that you need, and Tracy has her expertise as a whole food cook. So what's cooking, my dear?
What's cooking is a cucumber pineapple salad. Now, you may wonder what this combination would taste like, but to me, if you like cucumber, and in the summertime, it's very refreshing cucumber, and also pineapple is very refreshing and has a lot of enzymes in it, a cucumber pineapple salad would go perfect together. So this recipe is super easy to make because it only has a few ingredients. It's really quick. If you're in a hurry and you don't have much time, you just pick up a couple of ingredients and away you go. It's refreshing and it's a great accompaniment to any barbecue dish. I mean, you can actually have this year round. I mean, nobody says you have to have it in summertime only. So what I do is I have one large cucumber chopped and deseeded, one fresh pineapple cut into chunk size pieces, the same size as the cucumber pieces. So if you want to go small or big, it's up to you. Drain the juice. One red onion. You can use either fresh mint or cilantro. So you can choose which one you want to use. The juice of a fresh lime and salt and pepper to taste. Mix it all together and there you go. I don't add olive oil or anything to it. No dressing. It's just the way it is because to me, it's juicy enough with that fresh lime and the juice from the cucumber and the pineapple. If you want to add maybe some pepper, add more pepper to taste because pepper and pineapple is really quite nice together. Who'd have thought? So what some people do with the red onion or onions in general, because some people don't like that bitter or sulfur taste and the aftertaste of an onion, I like that. I really enjoy that. But what you can do is you can chop up the onion. You can submerge it in ice water for about 10 minutes, and that'll take that harsh sulfur flavor and the aftertaste away. So it's up to you, whatever you want to do. But it's a beautiful salad, and I'm really hooked on it, and because it's so easy to make.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really enjoyed it. I was a bit hesitant. I remember you making it for the first time, and I could smell that cilantro, man, like coming from the other room. It smelled really good. And then when I kind of looked at it and I thought about it, okay, so cucumber, pineapple, it's just going to weird me out. But then I trust your cooking. Everything's great that you make. So I dove into it, and of course, it was absolutely fabulous. And like everything you make, it seemed to go really well with all of the other foods, you know, like you could blend it in. So I felt that this was a very refreshing, light, hydrating salad. And I didn't know that you didn't put any dressing on it. I guess you could say the lime is a kind of a dressing, but it was delicious as is, just wonderful.
Now, what I would do is I wouldn't make this like a day ahead. I'd make it like prior to serving it. I mean, maybe a couple of hours, but I wouldn't leave it in all day because it might get, I don't know, it might get a little bit mushy. So I would make it like not ahead of time, make it just before you're ready to eat. But it's really easy to make. So it's not like it's a real hassle to get all these ingredients out or anything like that. So I would try that. That's my next new recipe. And it's very refreshing. And it's healthy. It's great for the enzymes and cucumber will cool you down. And it's very refreshing and hydrating. So there you go on a hot summer day.
Yeah, plus the medicinal aspect of the chemistry relative to our biology. I think that this would have a natural diuretic effect and influence. I see the cucumber there for sure, and the pineapple with the bromelain enzyme, and the cilantro must have biochemicals in it that would displace bacteria and make the journey through the body safe for other foods, etc. So this is a great product for health.
Well, what's good about it is when you go to a barbecue and you go to a potluck, you usually mishmash all the different kinds of foods. You might be eating some pork and you're eating some beef and you're eating prawns and you're having a potato salad and a lentil salad. You're mixing everything up together. That's what most people do. So when you have this cucumber pineapple salad, that's a really natural enzyme. So it'll be healthy to eat that. Hopefully people will eat it. So there you have it. That's my recipe. And I'll post it on the website.
Good stuff. Yep. You can find that listed under articles on our website. Okay, so moving on. Who was our last month's special guest?
Last month's special guest was Master Aaron Turnbull. Master Aaron Turnbull is the founder and owner of Mantis MMA. It's a mixed martial arts academy located in Queensland, Australia. Mantis MMA is a family martial arts academy that teaches a martial art by the same name that incorporates techniques from boxing, kickboxing, Muay Thai, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, Kung Fu, and a sports combat system called Defenda Tag. As a chief instructor of Mantis MMA, Aaron is studying to become an expert in holistic health, fitness, and natural healing. Aaron is certified as a Czech practitioner and is also a student of the CSNA education program. That's what makes it so exciting. There's more on his bio if you'd like to see. Please check out our website. Aaron calls martial arts being in the zone. He has done every sport possible when he was a kid and a teenager, a young adult. And once he learned about martial arts, he really felt being in the zone. He always wants to learn more about his sport. And today, Aaron is thrilled that he makes a living from his passion. And isn't that what we all want to do in our life?
Absolutely. Aaron is living his dream. And we had a bit of a discussion about this. And so he was under the umbrella of his mentor, who is a fantastic, incredible teacher and master. And so few people actually even conjure up the idea of creating their own academy. You know, he said that it's impossible to determine, but there are tens of thousands of martial artists, and just a few of them actually create their own schools. So it takes a certain kind of individual. It takes a maverick. It takes somebody with a vision and a goal and the ability to drive their vision home and actually put their vision to a pen, write it down, have a plan, and make it happen, and then just do it, of course. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to, just doing it, just like me writing my course or other entrepreneurs I've met, just doing it. Often they do it out of frustration. They're dissatisfied with the limitations of their situation, be it employed by someone or they're working in a corporate environment and they're just not feeling it. So they decide to take the risk and put all of what they have to offer into it. And in this case, Aaron is doing a fantastic job. And what I also like about Aaron, which is unlike most martial artists, including the teachers, I don't find them mostly holistic, especially when it comes to nutrition biochemistry. In my experience, just visiting them, talking to them, they generally do not have a primary focus on nutrition quality, nor do they teach it to their students. And I've sat down with them and ate with them, and they often eat hamburgers and whatever they do that everyone else is kind of filling their face with. So I don't see the precision in nutrition the same way like many athletes that put a lot of emphasis on sets and reps and precision working out and execution and, you know, the skill training, and they're just fanatics. And then they leave the gym or leave the field and then they go to McDonald's. So they don't have that same commitment. We call it eating as hard as you train.
Exactly. Well, he said it was a bit scary when he went out on his own. However, he had a blank canvas to create whatever he wanted to do to make the ultimate martial arts experience. And that's what he did. He has all age groups in group form. He has a sports element to his school. So that's a wonderful thing. Combat sport, he says, is a good challenge for young men to test themselves, to get rid of that angst, I guess, when boys become teens. For the young kids, he wanted them to be skillful. He developed Defenda Tag. And he would like to take this worldwide and standardize it. It's like a shoulder tag or a touch underneath the chin. Then he started to do with the Velcro tags where you pull them off. It's a good strategy for kids not to get hit in the face. So he says you have to defend it, I guess, a defender yourself. But it sounds really interesting. And you were talking to him about the praying mantis, because you always hear about the praying mantis in all these martial arts, right?
Yeah, well, as I mentioned to him, there's a video on him online, and you can see that video on site. You can just see how his hands are behaving like the limbs of a mantis. So I think of a mantis as being incredibly fast, and it has a preemptive strike. I mean, it just sits there and waits. It's incredibly patient, and it just waits for this prey to innocently come up, and it goes, and it just gets it really fast. And getting back to, he designed something that he created, the Defend a Tag. Now, that's his. This is the great, wonderful, incredible thing about being an entrepreneur. You can create your dream that no one else can dream of or think of. You can actually make it happen. And there's nothing more fulfilling in life for that kind of man than doing this. That is exceptional. And it takes an exceptional person. But the father of existentialism, who's a philosopher, the French philosopher Jean-Paul Sartre, this is his quote that this interview reminded me of. Man is condemned to be free because once thrown into the world, he is responsible for everything he does. Now, it sounds like a negative, but the onus is on us to create our life. And most people like authority. They like to be told what to do. They can't seem to get out of that mold. But the odd person, and believe me, they're odd, they're different, they're unusual, because most people follow the group think. They don't think out of the box, they don't think for themselves, and they certainly don't live exactly as they want to. So this is the wealth of what he is doing. It's not just about making money and going into the field and living your dream. It's about a lot more that few people even know and realize unless they've done it themselves or taken a shot at it.
Right, exactly. And he says what's different about his studio is that he says that if you're focused on getting trophies, then that's where the injuries incorporate. So if you're not about the trophies, you're just about learning, you're about being holistic, having a good diet, getting plenty of sleep, reduce the stress, friendships, a social network, you keep learning, you feel progression, leadership, creating a legacy. If you're about that in your studio and not about just competition, 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 then there's no injuries. He says it's very rare to have an injury, and the injury would be maybe twisting an ankle. But he says it's just very, very rare. But Brazilian jiu-jitsu would have the most injuries, probably the shoulders and the neck. So that sounds great because, you know, who wants to get injured? I mean, that's no fun. When you're injured, then you can't do what you love to do. So I think it's great to have a safe martial arts that's risk-free. So I think he's on the right track. And his final word was about, if you're looking for a martial arts studio, go to a professional studio. And he says, your gut will tell you if it's the right place for you. So you look around and you see what's going on. Do you like the way things are done? Even I would go into the bathrooms and see if the bathrooms are kept clean. That to me is the ultimate. If the bathrooms are clean, you know it's a good business. And I don't care how busy the business is, there's always time to clean the bathroom because that's important, because that's the basic, basic stuff of life. Authenticity, he says, find a way to make a life doing what you love to do. Be you. That was his final word. So thank you, Aaron. That was a wonderful interview, and you've turned me on into wanting to take some martial arts.
Right on. And for all of those who really don't understand what being you is all about, watch the movie The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand. It's 1949, starring Gary Cooper and Patricia Neal. And this is a story about a man who will not compromise. He will not change, modify, or corrupt in his own mind. His drawing, he's an architect. He will not do it for love or money or power. So he stays true to it, and in the end, he becomes incredibly powerful and victorious for the reasons why he started, which was to be true to himself, to be truly authentic. So that's a great movie. Check it out. Okay, so moving on. What's your hot topic?
My hot topic is make a plan and stick to it to reach your goal. The only way that you're going to reach that goal or that target or that dream, whatever you've got, is by sticking to a plan. And you've got to make a plan. I don't like to say this. However, in this part of the world, our summer is slowly coming to an end. And it's a great time to think about your future. Summer is kind of like, oh, you know, let's have fun and relax. Everybody's kind of in that mode. And because it's super, super hot, I guess, depending on what part of the world you're in, you want to relax. So make some plans, goals, targets, or what you would like to achieve in the upcoming year, whether it's go back to school or start a new fitness program or diet, compete in a sport, write a book or a blog, join a bowling league, whatever you want to do, the list goes on. We have so many choices today, but we need to prepare and plan to make these steps happen. Don't you agree, Corey?
Absolutely. And I just love how you just conveniently wiggled that bowling in there. That's on your mind, right? You want to actually maybe join a bowling league or do some bowling because you haven't really done it before, right?
Well, I'm not a good bowler. I've bowled lots of times, but I am not a good bowler. But we have a bowling alley right up the street, literally, like a 5-minute walk. And I know a lot of people that are on bowling leagues, and it sounds like fun. And it's just, I might just want to try it. I want to be able to get decent at it. And then I'll be able to go if anybody says you want to go bowling, and I'll be able to play a decent game. I don't need to win and be the best bowler ever. Just, you know, so things like that. Kind of like my paddleboarding. I just tried paddleboarding because that's what you do here in the Okanagan, you paddleboard. So it wasn't too good the first time I went out. Mind you, it was rough on the waters, and I think the water needs to be calm. But I had a private lesson, and that helped me a lot, having these private lessons. I mean, your friends can teach you things that are really good, and they can help you. But having a private lesson from an actual expert teacher, they tell you the things that your friends wouldn't teach you, that they take for granted, because they're not teachers, your friends. So exactly. So I planned that this summer. That's what I wanted to do, and I made it happen. There you go.
And it's great because it's physical. It's outside. It's in the summer environment. Like bowling is more of an indoor environment. I haven't seen many outdoor bowling alleys. And so this is something you can take up maybe in the September or later in the year when it gets colder and it's not conducive to other outside sports, you know, unless you want to do something like a winter sport that's done outside. But anyway, something that brings people together with laughter and joy. And I bowled like you, but I've never actually been part of a team, like an actual team in a bowling league, which is taking it to the next level. And you can do that today. With all these master sports and all these things going on for so-called seniors and older folks and people that are like looking and need something to do physically instead of just sitting around. And of course, prior to going bowling, I recommend that everyone watch the movie The Big Lebowski to get in the mode.
So if that's what you want to do, here's a saying that goes, a goal without a plan is just a wish. So I can wish and wish and wish and wish that I go bowling. But if I make a goal and I plan it out, then I make it happen. You can sit around wishing for something, but what are you going to do to make this wish manifest itself? What are you going to do? Take the steps to make it happen. Here's another good saying that I keep by my desk and look at it every day. Set a goal and keep on track. Don't let life's misfortunes make you doubt your course. Press on. Diligence and hard work never go unrewarded, and dreams really do come true. Now, dreams really do come true if and only if you don't doubt your course. So, and press on diligently and hard work, that is the catcher. You got to press on, you have to be diligent, and you have to have hard work. That's what the key is. So it all sounds great, but there is the element of work that goes into it.
Always that element, and work and fun go hand in hand. This is what I love about sport. Give it a shot. Try it out. There's all kinds of sports. There's hundreds of them. Why not do a sport this year, this coming autumn and winter and so on? Why not do something new that you haven't tried just for fun? You know, whether it's ping pong or darts or whatever, but move. Get some movement in your life because, my God, we're dying from a lack of movement today.
Right. And you have to make things happen for yourself. You can't sit around and wait for the phone to ring and voila, there you go. Now, this plan you make could be 1 week, 1 month, 6 months, 1 year, 2 to 5 year plan. That's wonderful. And every day, do one thing to reach that goal. So it's just like the turtle. Inch your way through and you will get to where you want to be. But make a plan. Decide what you want to do. And if it's not realistic and you know it's going to take, if you want to, like you for your hammer, for example, it's going to take years to get where you want to go. But every year you get better. And that's what you have to do. You have to look at your accomplishments. I think that's what you have to do. And you pat yourself on the back and say, yes, I did this. Instead of going, oh, I've got so far to go. I'm not achieving anything. But if you just look back where you were a year ago, you're going, yeah, I achieved an awful lot. And you congratulate yourself on that. So that is my hot topic.
Awesome. Awesome hot topic. Okay, so what's your final word?
My final word is by Alexander Graham Bell. Before anything else, preparation is the key to success.